This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome back. I'm Lydia Serrani filling in for Jesse Kelly. We got to talk about Joe Biden and what a liar he is and the media complicit in this. What a cover-up. What a cover-up. I swear, it's I'm embarrassed to say I'm a journalist and I'm part of the media. You know, back in the day when Trump started first saying fake news, I was like, oh, that's a little rough. That's a little harsh. You know, I was a local news reporter at Fox 5 here in New York City. I was there for about 7 years. And I was like, oh, but he was right. He was right. And now the media, it's like a bad word. But who's to blame? Who's to blame? These mainstream media outlets that knew Joe Biden was not fit to even drive the car down to go get ice cream, never mind lead the greatest country in the world. And the only thing worse than a liar is a liar who is also a hypocrite. And, you know, as the year comes to an end, that quote is like now imprinted on my brain about all of the lies the Democrats have told us. Yes, I know Russia, Russia, Russia. And he said he wasn't going to pardon his son. I mean, it just goes, but, you know, but they knew what they were doing all along. Now we have to say to ourselves, if they could lie to us about who is running this country, then what? Everything has been a lie. Everything. And it's the biggest scam of them all. You know, we can sit here and say, okay, Lydia, we got to look forward and not backwards. But you know what? The lesson here we have to learn is that Democrats lie. They lie. Especially this regime. Notice I'm not calling it administration. I'm not calling it a White House. They are a regime. There is zero transparency. They control the media. They had propaganda puppets. I mean, it's funny. They told us there was no such thing as a deep state. And yet Joe Biden was the puppet for the deep state, for this stagnant swamp that they love to go into like pigs with slop. You know, it's unbelievable. Like, you're going to tell me Joe Biden didn't know. And remember when they told us Joe Biden doesn't know anything about his son's business dealings? Do you remember that over and over and over again? He has no idea what's going on. This is all a lie. And yet, look, just a few days right before Christmas, right? Wasn't it like the night before? The National Archives, which was responsible, by the way, for the investigation into retrieving those special documents that Trump had at Mar-a-Lago, responsible for the raid at his personal residence, where they even went through Melania's personal, her drawers. I can't say it because my New York accent, her cabinets, you know, went through her underwear. This poor woman. Can you imagine the FBI coming in and raiding over what? Some documents? So the National Archives, they released these photos, which show Joe Biden meeting with Hunter and his Chinese business associates back in 2013. Look how they lied to us over and over again. That how many times? It's unbelievable. And yet we've got people like Joyless Reid of MSDNC. I don't know what's worse, like what she says that comes out of her mouth or her receding hairline or the bad hairdos. She's like, oh, don't invite your family members to Thanksgiving. Don't invite your to Christmas. And then what's crazier is now who has become like the voice of reason for liberals, but Bill Maher, right? And here's what he said regarding these left-wing pundits coming out and saying, you know what, you need to cut off your family members if they voted MAGA. Clip number 7.
Like today, we live in this time when you're not allowed to have friends from the other side or cross lines politically. And I forgot that there's an example of that way back when. Yeah. A guy who crossed lines politically. Ooh, the worst thing you could ever do, be friends with a Republican? Call 911.
Yeah.
This is what I hate about the left. Like, you know, and they're not going to get me over to the Trump side, which they think they will sometimes. But just the idea that, you know, cut your family off for Thanksgiving if they voted for the wrong guy.
Well, you
off, you
I understand his frustration. They want to mind control you. And if you don't think and do exactly what Democrats want you to do, then you're the enemy. You're the bad guy. They live in their own little bubble world. That's why when we were talking about, okay, you know, here in New York City, the subway, I take the subway. Subway crime is up. They're like, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's not up. Meanwhile, in New York, we've had 11 murders this past year. And that pales in comparison to all the violent crime that has happened, assaults, you name it. I mean, what we're subjected to, and you're trapped underground. And that's why you have like that Daniel Penny effect now. Daniel Penny was that Marine veteran who stepped in when nobody else would, when that Jordan Neely came in, threatened to kill everybody. He quoted, this is a literal quote, that Jordan Neely, the deranged homeless person that had been arrested 44 times prior to his death, he said, someone is going to die today. That was a direct quote. He also said, I don't care if I go to jail for the rest of my life. Somebody is going to die today. And the people, there was even a baby on the train. And just a few weeks prior, he had punched the woman so hard in the face, he broke her face. He fractured her eye socket. So why was a guy like that out on the streets? And yet Jordan Neely's father is suing Daniel Penny. Daniel Penny was put on trial and almost went to prison for 15 years. Thank God he was acquitted. Why not? You know who should have been? How about the hospital that let Jordan Neely go? How about the judge that set him free? Those are the people that need to be put on trial. Those are the people that need to be sued. Those are the people that need to be held accountable. How about Andrew Cuomo? He's the one that signed the bail reform. You know, now he wants to run for mayor here in New York again. Former governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. But this is what's happening. And what's happening here in New York, it ripples effect throughout the country. And you see what's happening. And now all of a sudden, oh no, we have too many migrants, too many illegal aliens, criminals. Yeah, because we're in New York City, we're taking care of about 800,000 illegal aliens. And at least, according to ICE, at least 60,000 of them are illegal aliens with criminal convictions, and about 1,000 of them are gang members. This is what's happening. Does the media cover it? Do they talk about it? No. They cover up for all the Democrats, for Joe Biden, you name it. They want to be friends with them, rub elbows with them. They don't want to report the truth. When I first finally came out as a conservative publicly, because I've always been this way, the horror of some of my friends and some of my family members. I even had a family member reach out to me and was upset that I voted for Trump, and she was going on and on about like the trans stuff because I'm against kids being able to mutilate themselves. I know, I'm such a horrible person. I'm against it. I don't think children should be allowed to make those life-altering decisions where they chemically castrate or chemically make themselves infertile for the rest of their lives, or they're even children chopping off body parts, and our taxpayer dollars could pay for it. I mean, think about it. Tim Walz, who they wanted as vice president to be a heartbeat away from the highest office in the land to be the president, Minnesota, he literally signed into law that if you don't go along with your kids' transgender care, whatever they want to call it, the mutilation, mind, you know, brainwashing, whatever they do to the kids, that the state can take custody of your kid. Yeah, that's what's happening in the world that we live in today. This is what's happening. And who's responsible for it? The media. The media is responsible. It's our job as journalists to tell the truth, the whole truth, to tell both sides of the story, not to create a narrative. And this is why we did it to ourselves. That's why I work for Newsmax, because I'm allowed to tell the truth there. I'm allowed to tell both sides of the story. I'm not being told to craft a specific narrative, to not upset this one or that one. Don't ask this question. Don't do that. Don't be hostile. I have yet to have anybody tell me not to do something. And I'm always, always, always respectful. So I welcome having Democrats on my show, and we usually have great conversations. So, because I want to hear what the other side has to say. That's how you grow as a human being, as an individual. We're going to talk more about the China hacking. They hacked the Treasury Department. Just a few days ago, Friday, we found out that China hacked Trump's phone, J.D. Vance's, some top Biden administration. What is going on? We'll be talking to Charles Marino. He's a brilliant guy, former Secret Service agent, you name it. He knows everything there is to know about law enforcement, what's going on with the Trump administration. I'm Lydia Serrani, at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. We'll be right back.
fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm Lydia Serrani filling in for Jesse. You can follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. And you can watch me on TV on Newsmax on Saturdays from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern, and then Sundays at noon Eastern until 2 p.m. Eastern. And then I fill in during the week. And I used to do radio before. My former colleague was Curtis Sliwa. My first time ever doing opinion hosting. So I was hired at the previous radio station, WABC Radio. I was hired there to be the news director. And then the pandemic hit. And then all of a sudden they said, people weren't coming in. They said, do you want to do some radio hosting? I was like, okay. Because once you cross that line from being a journalist, in my mind, you don't go back. So I crossed over to the dark side to give my opinion, because I grew up with the mentality as a journalist that you're not supposed to put your personal feelings into a story. When I put together we call them packages, I would even time out if I had a Republican and a Democrat. I'd make sure that the Democrat didn't have more time, or the Republican down to the second. I tried to be so fair, but that's not happening anymore. Now we're hearing from reporters that are coming out and saying, yeah, I interviewed Joe and I noticed something was off. Now we're here. Now all of a sudden, the Wall Street Journal is coming out and saying, yeah, they even cut off. They cut down meetings that Joe Biden had because he couldn't handle it. The reason the people were waiting on the tarmac when they brought back the bodies of the 13 U.S. service members from Afghanistan was because Joe Biden was taking a nap. I mean, really? Thank God we found out because of the debate. Thank God for the debate, right? That debate that exposed everything. What happens? And then Kamala Harris, she's just a moron, a cackling idiot, that she is the epitome of failing up. That's Kamala Harris. We didn't come close, but how is it that she was even running? She should have been disqualified from ever running for the highest office in the land because she was part of that massive lie about Joe Biden. Let's play clip number three.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with him.
The most difficult part about a meeting with President Biden is preparing for it, because he is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
I can testify, because I've been working very closely with this president for the past 2 years. I've been knowing him for 30 years. And I'm telling you, this guy's tough. He's smart. He's on his game.
Joe Biden has vision. He has knowledge. He has a strategic thinker.
The president is focused. He's detail-oriented. He's always thinking about the big picture.
He is engaging. He is capable. He has an incredible record as president.
And I'm often with him on foreign trips. He's at the top of his game.
They're such liars. So that was KGP in the beginning, Mayorkas, Janet Yellen, the top of his game, Janet Yellen, the top of his game. Journalistic malpractice. That's what I call it. And they forget about what George Stephanopoulos did, right? What did he do? Remember, he said Trump was guilty of rape. He was told by his executive producer, which, by the way, you have to listen to what your producer tells you to do, because that's their job. And he was told, don't say rape. It's not true. He said it anyway. Rape, 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 rape. He said it 10 times to Nancy Mace, who was raped. I mean, it was unbelievable. So he got off easy, $15 million, and then another million for legal fees. I hope he loses his job. He's a Democrat activist. He has no business pretending to be a journalist. I just don't even understand. Like, how is he still on the air? How are these people still now? MSDNC's and CNN's ratings—they're in a free fall. People are tuning out. Newsmax's ratings—they're up. They're up significantly. So people are tuning out and they're making their voices heard. But is it enough? I feel like they need more lawsuits. I feel like that's the only way these media companies will wake up and say, you know what? We're done here. We're not going to take you lying over and over anymore about everything. They They lie about the statistics about what's going on at the border. How about the fact that 900, almost 1,000, actually, almost 1,000 kids have been found wandering in the desert along the border in the last 2 years alone? How about that? And Border Patrol has rescued them. How about the 300 missing migrant kids? Where are they? Nope, they don't talk about that. How about all the crime being committed all over the country because of the bail reform or the illegal aliens? Where is the stories about Lake and Riley? Where is the regret, Biden, about Lake and Riley? Instead, what did Biden say? He regretted dropping out of the race, and then he regretted hiring Merrick Garland to be attorney general because he felt like he didn't go hard enough against Trump. This is what he said. And that also he too aggressively pursued Hunter. Hunter should be in prison right now, being Bubba's girlfriend, right? And hoping that like he can trade a piece of gum so he doesn't get like, you know, he doesn't have to do something, whatever, later on in the evening. I mean, really, really, Hunter Biden, he's a degenerate. I'm sorry to say, like, thank God I shouldn't say that because I know there are people out there. But if you think he just got off easy, he got off so easy. No accountability for all the things that he did. See, I saw the laptop. So full disclosure, that's why I can say that. I'm friends with Mayor Giuliani, and I saw what was on that laptop. Giuliani and Bernie Kerik, they tried repeatedly to give it to the FBI, and they were like, no thanks. They wouldn't even look at it. We now know they already knew what was on it. But I mean, this is what is happening in our world. The corruption is so profound with this administration. And yet the media continues to laud Joe Biden. And I just saw a headline. He's going to give the eulogy for Jimmy Carter. Really? He should be arrested. He should be arrested for all the crimes he's committed against every single American, Joe Biden. That's what really needs to happen. I'm Lydia Serrani. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Charles Marino, former Secret Service agent, former advisor. This guy knows it all. We're going to talk more about China, talk more about Joe Biden and Trump. And again, I'm Lydia Serrani at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. We'll be right back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm Lydia Serrani filling in for Jesse. You can follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. We're talking about the biggest cover-up, right, in my lifetime. You know, I'm looking at some of these headlines. Joe Biden's decline called most undercovered story of 2024. I wonder who's to blame. Here, the Rolling Stone came out with an article about an hour ago. Gullible and wrong. Journalists lament missing Joe Biden's decline. Missing? No, you ignored it. You knew he was mentally unfit. You saw the stumbling, the fumbling, because journalists at places like Newsmax, we've been calling out for a long time. My next guest, too, I remember being on many, many times that I've interviewed him on my shows. He's a brilliant guy. And we talked about Joe Biden, his decline, and just, I mean, it was a cover up. It was a cover up. I don't know what else to say. With us now, Charles Marino, former supervisory special agent in the United States Secret Service under three presidents. He's also former senior law enforcement advisor to DHS Secretary Charles Marino. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lydia. Good to be with you.
You know, what do you think about journalists lament, you know, that they didn't know that Joe Biden was mentally unfit. Kamala Harris was mentally unfit to manage the fake McDonald's she pretended to work at. And yet they still ran her as president, the oligarchs, because, you know, that's what happened. The money dried up once they saw that disastrous debate performance. And then the oligarchs, the filthy rich Democrat donors that were getting, you know, getting money on the side, whatever, you know, there's grifts. That's what people don't understand. There's all this money that's flowing all over the place, all these deals happening. And they were like, nope, Joe can't win. Joe doesn't know what day of the week it is. We got to put in Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, they're like, no, he's a white dude. We're going to put in Kamala Harris because she's black, she's white, whatever color she is. I don't know. It's like the Michael Jackson. Is she black? Is she white? Whatever, the Michael Jackson video. And she lost because the American people, they woke up. I think they woke up. What do you think, Charles?
Yeah, they did. And look, the mainstream media, as you and I have discussed numerous times before, were part of this cover-up. You know, these investigative journalists all of a sudden forgot how to investigate. And never mind the fact that we've had a president in office for the last 4 years whose mental capacity has been in doubt from the very start, including back to the campaign when he was hiding out in the basement and allowed to and prevented from being allowed to interact with the public. But then we see his replacement in Kamala Harris, who also wasn't lighting the world on fire in terms of brain capacity. So what I can tell you is, you know, the mainstream news media, for them to now attempt and say, oh, we should have done our jobs much better is ridiculous. They agreed not to do their jobs. They were complicit with this administration to make sure that they got in office. And the other thing, too, that hasn't been covered to a reasonable extent by any means is just how compromised this administration has been the last 4 years when it comes to dealing with our major adversaries. And I'm speaking primarily about China. You see all of this information starting to come out now. Everything that the president denied he had knowledge about, denied that he was participating in with his son Hunter, has now turned out to be true. And it would not have taken much investigation at all on the part of the mainstream media when news media like Newsmax were talking about this and uncovering it from the very start.
By the way, Charles Marino, you have a great book. Tell us about your book and where everybody can get it.
Yeah, sure. It's Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country. It takes a deep look, a hard look at the border crisis and everything that caused it. And it demonstrates very clearly that this was not a crisis caused by incompetence. This was done on purpose where Democrats decided they were going to abandon law and order in the United States. They didn't believe in borders. They were going to open our country up no matter how bad the risk would be to our homeland security. And we're now seeing it each and every day, just how bad this is going to be. And the Trump administration has a major, major cleanup operation to start. They've already started, but really on day one. With this deportation efforts of criminal threats and national security threats that we're seeing play out each and every day.
Right. The largest group of illegal aliens that are coming across our border are from China. Think about, I mean, what a long journey. And then we're hearing, it came out on Friday, that China hackers, they were behind, what was it, Salt Typhoon. They were hacking high-level officials in the White House, Trump's phone, J.D. Vance's phone, you name it. Then it comes out today that China hackers, they went after they got into the Treasury Department. They stole documents from workstations. I interviewed General Holt, over the weekend, and he was telling me that we have the technology in place to stop these type of hacking. And it seems like somebody in our administration, and it probably predates even Joe Biden, are willfully looking the other way from what's going on with China. Why do you think that is, Charles Marino? We don't know who's responsible, who's looking the other way, or how they got in, because we're not cybersecurity experts. We don't have all the intel, CIA or whatever you want to say it. But yeah. Why is it that it seems like America doesn't realize just how dangerous China is. I mean, they are our adversaries. They do not want good for us.
That's right. They're not competitors. They are adversaries. You said it exactly right. And look, this was Chinese state-sponsored hacking of the Treasury Department, just like we've previously seen. China likes to play this game of plausible deniability, but we know that these are our CCP-backed efforts, including the personnel that carry out these attacks. And what I can tell you is they don't fear any response. And I think it's because the president is not only incapable of leading any type of response, but he's also compromised. We still don't have a clear answer on who's been calling the shots in the Biden White House. It hasn't been President Biden. It certainly hasn't been Kamala Harris. So now we have unelected people within this administration that are calling the shots. And look, this, I think our foreign policies have demonstrated that over the last 4 years, we have inept policies when it comes to everything having to do with our national security and our foreign policy. This administration has been a disaster for our safety and security.
For people just tuning in, this is Lydia Serrani. You could follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. I have two shows on Newsmax, and you're listening to Charles Marino, my guest, former supervisory special agent in the Secret Service under three presidents, former senior law enforcement advisor to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Can you believe, Charles, just how bad things have gotten in just 4 years? Can Trump turn it around?
You know, I think he can. He's going to have to move quickly. You're already seeing it happen. You've seen the messaging with respect to immigration and border security already start. You've got Tom Homan out there as border czar. That's already changing the narrative. And as a result of that narrative, we're starting to get some of our international partners to the table, like Canada and Mexico. You'll see others come to the table also. And you're going to see a president in President Trump that is going to negotiate. He's going to negotiate in public, he's going to negotiate in private, and he's going to negotiate in very tough terms. And by that, I mean, he's going to use the power of the purse. Look, these countries are either going to be part of the solution along the path of illegal immigration to the United States, or they're going to remain part of the problem. And if they remain part of the problem, then all U.S. funding should be held up until they change. And this also holds true here in the United States. Sanctuary cities talking about standing in the way of these deportation efforts of criminals and national security threats. Absolutely not. This is federal law. The federal government's going to do what they need to do in terms of sending ICE into those communities. And if they want to step in the way or try and prevent these actions from taking place, then federal tax dollars should no longer go to these cities. And I think that's a lot of the type of negotiating and tough handling of these cities that we're going to see out of the Trump administration. And rightfully so. The American people voted for this. They've said enough is enough.
You see the Democrats and the left-wing media, they're like excited to see like Republicans fight with one another and they try to amp it up and fan the flame. We have about a minute left. Do you think that's productive?
I do. And look, there's been a total lack of transparency back to not knowing who the heck is running things in the current White House. I think the American public want to see this transparency. You know, you're talking about conversations going on now within the president-elect's administration about H-1B visas. And you hear Elon Musk with one position, you hear Vivek Ramaswamy with another, you hear the president come out in support of these types of visas, as long as it's not a program being overrun with fraud, like what the Biden administration has allowed all immigration-related programs to become. You know, this is good. It's good. This is democracy. This is how democracy works. And oh, by the way, nobody's wrong here. What they're going to do is they're going to get to a consensus. They're going to find a pathway to land where the majority of Americans fall on these issues. So this is good for democracy. It's going to be good for the Trump administration. And it really shows that President Trump has once again surrounded himself with some very, very smart people to think through these complex issues.
Charles Marino, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. And you can get his book
Lydia.
Wherever books are sold. Thank you so much. All right. We'll be right back. We got a lot more to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm Lydia Serrani at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. I was just watching, we have the monitors here, and they were Fox News, they were interviewing a detransitioner. I've interviewed quite a few of these people that were kids. This girl, this poor girl, 12 years old, when she was fast-tracked to get her breasts cut off, and she was giving these hormones that not only chemically make you infertile, they atrophy your private parts. They don't tell you that part, right? And they castrate you. The same chemicals, the hormones that they give these poor little kids are the same hormones that they give to people that are suffering from hormonal cancers, like testicular cancer, like breast cancer. And then people don't know that I have a family friend that is undergoing breast cancer treatment, and I went to an appointment with her, and they told her, you can't be on this medication for too long, because if you're on it for too long, it's an estrogen blocker, you'll get osteoporosis. And already it causes bone density loss, 5%, this, all these things. And I said, wait a second, isn't that the drug that they give to kids that are transitioning for, you know, girls? And the doctor said, the oncologist. She said, yeah. Memorial Sloan Kettering. She said, yeah. I said, so you're, wait a second. So thank God my friend here is going to be okay. And there's another, you, but these people have to take this for the rest of their lives. Do they know that they could, they're going to have the bone density of a 70-year-old by the time they're in their early 20s? She's like, yeah, I don't know if they tell them that. I mean, this is what's happening. And yet you have the White House, the Biden regime, trying to mind manipulate, mind F us that this is okay. Do you remember when Joe Biden, he has yet to meet his seventh grandchild, Navy Biden. You know, that's the beautiful little girl that Hunter had with the stripper that he swore up and down it wasn't his kid because he was so drugged out of his mind. He didn't even remember having sex with this woman, right? This poor, he, Joe Biden and Dr. Jill have not met Navy Biden. They've never invited her to the White House. They've never put up her stocking, right? Nobody covers that. Nobody covers that. Yet he's the, oh, he's such a nice little man. He carries rosary beads in his pocket, right? But this same guy invited Dylan Mulvaney. You know that trans influencer? He's a guy. He's a guy. I don't even think he takes the hormones because he has no breasts. He just dresses up like a prepubescent young girl. Why when guys transition, these male adults, they transition into women, it's like a caricature of what a young woman is, right? And the pigtails, it's a fetish. It's a sickness. It really is. It's a mental illness. But this guy, Dylan Mulvaney, I think it's a grift. I think he does it to make money. I bet in his off time, he dresses like a man. He might even be straight, all these things. But these poor, confused kids, it's like a social contagion. You know, back in my day, the big thing was to get a tramp stamp, to get the Britney Spears, you know, little tattoo at the bottom there. That was like the worst that could happen. My poor friend Marina, she went and got breast implants. She regretted it later. So that was what was going on when I was growing up, a millennial. Like it was like the big boobs and the tramp stamp, the little low rise jean. I thought that was really bad. Thank God I didn't go down that route myself. But I'm saying, like, nowadays, what is it? It's about being goth. It's about getting, you know, they, them, the pronouns. What's your pronoun? What's your this? What's your that? And we're supposed to accept this, that this is normal. And if you don't, you're a hateful bigot. And that's why President Trump, he's come in. He's saying, you know what? If these school, if they want to do this, then they're going to lose their funding. They're going to, we have to stop this. Governor Abbott had to threaten a hospital with funding if they didn't stop transitioning kids. Just because somebody is a doctor doesn't make them a good person, doesn't make them even a smart person, and doesn't make them an ethical person, doesn't make them not an evil person. And that's what I think is happening here. It's they think that they're God. This all, if you look at everything that's going on in the world, the Biden regime, all the nastiness, the border crisis, the crime, the drugs, all of it, it's about denying that there's a higher power, denying that God exists. You think you can be God. You think that you can take control over your body. You take this, you do this surgery, you do that. What happened to I Was Born This Way? Remember Lady Gaga? That was like her famous song. That was the whole thing with the LGBTQ movement, right? LGBT. I have one of my best friends is gay. He was born this way. My other friend, Michael, he told me he knew he was gay at 7 years old. So that's how God made him. Right? That's how he feels. And I believe him. Yet somehow, some way, now they're flipping the script and they're saying, no. It's you can do this. You could do that. You could change this. And now I hope more doctors are sued. I hope more medical facilities are sued because I think that's the only way they'll learn is by hitting them where it hurts, what they care about the most. And it's all about the money. When something doesn't make sense, it has to do with dollars. And sense. I'm Lydia Serrani at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. You can follow me on social media there, or you can see me on Newsmax Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, as well as Sundays at noon Eastern. We'll be right back.
This is an iHeart podcast.